Terrapin.
Right. Okay. What about tortoise?
There, I don't know what the difference is, really.
Have you heard that word?
Mm-hmm.
You would call it a...
turtle or a terrapin.
Okay.
Or a tortoise.
All right. Now, where I'm from, there's a land turtle that burrows in the ground. Y'all have anything like
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call him?
Just a turtle, a land turtle.
Where I'm from, we'd be like to call an animal like that either a gopher or a cooter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you use those words up here? That one?
Gopher rat's the only way we mm-hmm. use a gopher.
Okay. All right. Oh, this is a little animal that you find in freshwater streams. So it has claws.
Yeah.
Looks like a little lobster. Swims away from you backwards.
You got a trophy?
Sure. Okay. Y'all have those?
Mm-hmm. Used to. Now, I haven't seen one in years and years and years. Used to have them in these freshwater streams.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right, the insect. This insect that you see at night flying around lights, what is that? You
yeah.
might see them, you know, these light poles.
Yeah, but what do you call them? I know what they are, but I can't think
they're
of them. We got a lot of those.
Do you use the word camouflage?
Yeah, but that's not what we call them.
They
call
are,
them.
And I read the other day where they're
they use them for fish bait a lot around here, too. I can't think of it, but they just cover your windshield and your lights and everything.
Okay. Well, what about the insect that's bad about getting in your clothes and eating holes in them?
Moths.
Okay, just one would be a...
moth.
Okay.
And this is an insect that you see at night blinking on and off.
Lightning bug.
Okay.
They're very valuable.
Why is that?
Well, they eat other animals, eat other insects, I mean, and they are. And I read the other day where they're going to use them in some cancer research. The lightning bug. Mm-hmm. And the ladybug.
Okay. Now, this is an insect that has a long, thin body and transparent wings. You usually see them around
bat.
The water. No, this is just a little insect.
You see them around water.
They like to light on your fishing pole.
Yeah.
You have to twitch it to get them on.
Horsefly?
It's a little bear. They say that, some people say they're a sign that snakes are nearby.
Snake fly.
Is it snake fly?
No, that's not what they call them. What is it?
What do you call a physician? A medical what? You're going to see the...
medical doc.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-mm.
Snake doctor?
Yeah, that's right.
I was getting around.
Mm-hmm.
You'd call him a...
snake doctor.
Okay. What about dragonflies?
Yeah, we have those too.
They would came down from water, so they...
dragonflies.
If you ever heard of another insect called a mosquito hawk?
The little bitty walk.
Okay. All right, what about insects around here that are bad about stinging?
Bees and mosquitoes.
I don't think
what about
the one that has a little rougher sting than that?
Little what?
The sting is more severe.
Yellow jackets, hornets.
Okay. Alright. And then there's the kind that builds paper nests.
The wasp.
Sure. Okay.
David was tearing down some wasp nests the other day and he said he better quit because we grow figs and they pollinate them, you know. The wasp do, the little bitty wasp.
Yellow
Do you have an insect that builds its nest out of mud?
Dirt gobbler.
Do that sting?
I don't think so. I've never heard that it did, but I don't give it a chance.
Don't blame you. All right. And these insects that are just, the stink not bad, they're just pesky, you know? You might, if you're...
tassel flies, we call them.